and the sea shanty, once the soundtrack of the golden age of sail, has gone the way of other traditional work songs relegated to folk festivals, history museums, and a few tourist schooners. But in mid-coast Maine, shanties that have sat in the archives for nearly 100 years are getting a new life and being put back to work on Penobscot Bay. Ari Snyder has more.
The chorus goes like this. Way-a! Try it.
Way-a! At a private home in Northport, Bennett Kinesny is teaching a sea shanty to a group of about 10 singers.
Well, the boys and the girls went a huckleberry hunting. Way-a! Well, the boys and
Kinesny is a musician and farmer from Belfast and the founder of the Work Song Community Chorus. Its mission, he says, is to bring work songs of all kinds out of the archives and back into use on the farm, on the water, or by the woodpile. In recent years, Kinesny has focused on reviving maritime work songs, better known as sea shanties, or simply shanties.
Well, at the root of sea shanties is the call and response format. Might be a direct call and response where they just sing exactly what the shantyman sang, or it could be something slightly different.
Tell me, what would you give for your fine leg of mutton? Oh. What would you give for your fine leg of mutton?
Kinesny was introduced to shanties as a teenager while working on schooners. This is where he learned that specific shanties match the rhythm of different tasks. For example, he says he discovered that raising the anchor with a hand-cranked machine called a windlass creates a slow and steady beat that gave a structure to the song.
And you create a rhythm, it's like chung, chung, chung. So we might sing a song like, oh, Cape Cod girls don't use no combs. Heave away, haul away. They comb their hair with the codfish bones and we're bound away for Australia.
Traditionally, these songs were led by a shantyman, usually a member of the crew, and they'd only be sung while working.
They felt it was wrong and even bad luck to sing a shanty when you weren't working.
Stephen Sanfilippo of Pembroke and his wife, Susan, are part of a small but passionate community of sea music experts. He says shanties helped sailors do their work, but also gave them cover to openly complain about and even to make fun of the ship's captain and officers.
It's subversive. They sing out at their work, and they very often in a shanty in a way that they couldn't in speech are highly critical.
One not-so-subtle example of this subversion can be found in the song called From New York Harbor, where one verse jokes about throwing the captain overboard as shark food. The shanty tradition had its heyday during the mid to late 1800s, when global trade relied on huge wooden sailing ships, many of which were built in Maine. Sipperly Good, a curator at the Penobscot Marine Museum in Searsport, says Maine also supplied a lot of the manpower to sail those ships.
I like to think of the Maine captains and crews. They were like the tractor-trailer drivers of today.
This period, before the advent of steamships, is known as the Golden Age of Sail.
It's that romantic version of sailing around Cape Horn, sailing to China. Those of us alive today who wish we were back then. It's the Golden Age.
One Searsport resident who did live through the Golden Age of Sail was Joanna Colquard. Colquard was actually born at sea in 1882 on her father's ship during a voyage from New York to Japan. She spent the first 18 years of her life at sea and went on to found the Penobscot Marine Museum with her brother.
Joanna helped capture what life was like at sea, and she was able to write it down in books and articles. She captured the sea shanties.
Today, Colquard's shanty book is an important source of primary material for Bennett Kinesny's work song chorus.
One more day,
we'll rock and roll me over.
It's really neat to think of sort of connecting the community through sound, connecting people who live on the shore back to the ocean through that sound and back through time through those songs.
This summer, the chorus will put the songs back to work in a 38-foot wooden rowboat on Penobscot Bay. For the shanties once heard from Searsport to Singapore, it's a small but vocal comeback.
That's it!
There you go.
Nice. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Ari Snyder.